Back in 1917, these dire predictions were greeted with suspicion. It wasn't until the children predicted a miracle that even the most skeptical of minds were made true believers. On October the 13th, 1917, tens of thousands of people anxiously awaited the appointed day and hour.
The children were there, and this huge crowd was pressing in, and the rain was pouring down, and all of a sudden the rain stopped, and the clouds parted, and the sun appeared. And then the crowd saw the sun begin to move and to dance in the sky, as it was described, and to fall down almost to the horizon.
The crowd was in absolute awe. There were many of the free thinkers from Spain and Portugal there who were very much against religion or anything of this nature, who immediately were convinced and fell on their knees and started repenting and asking for forgiveness for their lack of belief. It was an awesome experience, and it did show to the world that something valid had been happening at Fatima.
Despite the so-called miracle of the sun, there were still many questions as to the validity of the children's story. It would take time, but eventually even hardened disbelievers would come to rethink the events of 1917.
This is very important, to follow what happens to the children or to anyone who sees or claims to have seen, whether their lives are fundamentally and forever changed. And it certainly happened with the Fatima children.
Early on in the apparitions, the children were told that two of them would die and would go to heaven, and the other one would remain for many years. Now, this has absolutely happened, and it happened right away. The children died of the terrible influenza epidemic which was going on, and this is hardly a thing that children could have foreseen or would have created for themselves.
In case of the third child, Lucia, we have overwhelming evidence. She desired nothing but the religious life from the time that this happened. She has been in the cloistered Carmelite house at Coimbra since 1948. This is the life that she wants, that she welcomes, a life of total devotion to God.
Forty-five years later, Lucia still lives in a convent. With her remains the last message, or perhaps a final prophecy from Fatima. Whichever it is, Lucia has only shared it with one other person, Pope John Paul II. Some speculate that their shroud of silence covers some future catastrophe, but it's a secret that apparently will never be known. But perhaps the essence of that secret can be found elsewhere. Garabandal, Spain. Another sleepy little town, another place to play host to reported supernatural events. The year was 1961, and the phenomena that happened here were eventually well recorded. But in the beginning, there was nothing but the words of worried children. Four little girls, Conchita, Mary Louise, Jacinta, and Mary Cruz, were enjoying a day like any other. They had been stealing apples when a loud noise marked the beginning of a string of events that would reportedly last several years.
It was pretty foggy. It looked like the fog became very bright, like white light. And I remember to hear a noise like a thunder. It was a big bump.
They became very frightened. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And the oldest girl, Conchita, suddenly falls on her knees. Her head goes back. She's looking up toward the sky. Her complexion changes. And the other three girls, believing that she has become ill, get ready to run to call her mother. But they don't get very far because the exact same thing happens to them. And when they are normal again, they head in the direction of the village. And the people, seeing them approach, say, "What is it? What's happened? Why do you have such white faces, such strange looks?" And all together, in one voice, they say, the angel, we have seen the angel."
Electric motors operate by the phenomenon of electromagnetism. When Planet X, or one of Planet X's surrounding bodies, passes by Earth, the relative motion of that planet's engulfing magnetic field will, by mutual inductance, generate such colossal electrical currents that every electronic and electrical appliance will become incinerated and vaporized. Imagine the miracle of God's angel conveying this specific warning to three little girls in Garibaldi, Spain, a half century ago.
In Garibaldi, as in Fatima, the children were accused of having overactive imaginations. But many were still curious, and when the news spread, people swarmed to the village to await some sign, a sign that would give credibility to the angel's prediction. Over a period of 4 years, the girls experienced thousands of ecstasies, and during that time they predicted many things for many people. However, there were two nights when the girls predicted future events that would affect everyone. That night became known as the Night of Screams.
The people began to follow them as usual. They said, no, don't follow us. You can't come. And when the girls got to the spot, they knew Our Lady was waiting for them, and they fell into ecstasy. They began screaming in the most terrifying way. What they saw has not been described clearly, except at a certain time, not a single motor is going to operate throughout the world. A terrible heat will come. And during this time of heat, people will look for water and they will not be able to find it. And they're going to attempt to kill one another in their desperation. The chastisement is more terrible than we can possibly imagine, because it will come directly from the hand of God. The chastisement is conditional, and it depends on whether or not we comply with the message. If we change our ways in life and we really make an effort to repent and make our lives better, then we can hold back the chastisement.
It's been more than 20 years since the girls experienced ecstasy. Now that they are grown, they too question the whole experience.
It really seems to me like it happened to somebody else, so I don't know. I just try to remember the little girl going back and forth. I don't remember to think anything.
The four now live in different parts of the world. Their time in Garibaldi has long since passed, but the events there are well remembered. According to believers, the end they predicted may be near. During the Night of Screams, a date was set, and this information was given to the girls. But they're not talking. Maybe they're unsure of what happened so long ago, but they have a date in their minds, and are forbidden to release that information until exactly 8 days before the final moment. The events at Garibaldi and Fatima are both decidedly religious in nature. Both demonstrate ways in which prophecy can be received, and both warn of a dramatic upheaval looming in the future.